Call the meeting to order. All right, I'm going to call to order the regular session of the Board of Commissioners of the Humboldt Bay Harbor Recreation and Conservation District at 6 p.m. May we have a roll call, please?
Commissioner Higgins.
Present.
Commissioner Marks.
Here.
Commissioner Newman.
Here.
Commissioner Dale.
Here.
And President Coleman.
Present. All right, let's see. Can you join me and John Wayne in the Pledge of Allegiance? To the flag, United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I'm not sure if I shared audio actually when I did that, so never mind. I'll stop that share real quick before it goes into. Let me get back to the agenda here. Sorry, just a second. So the first item before we move to public comment is the election of board president, vice president, and secretary. And before we do that, I'd like to thank my fellow commissioners on allowing me to serve as board president for the past two terms. And I'd like to put forth the nomination for Greg Dale as president, Aaron Newman as vice president, and Richard Marks as secretary.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a nomination and a second. Any other comment? Are all of you willing to serve in those positions?
I am.
All right. So I guess this is a motion and all that. So any other discussion?
I just want to make a comment. Oh, are you frozen, Stephen?
Not on my end.
Okay, I just wanted to thank you for your service as the chair, and you did a great job and under horrid conditions. And I just want to thank you for being patient and for leading us through some really tough times. Thank you.
Well, thanks. I really appreciate that, Richard. I do. There are definitely aspects of it challenging, but it's been great. Yeah, it's a great group of commissioners to work with. So appreciate that. And I am more than ready to step down also. All right. Any comments from the public? Hearing none, I guess we can take a vote on this. Could you call a roll call vote, please?
Yes. Commissioner, I guess you're still President Coleman.
I still am for this last vote, yes.
Commissioner Dale.
Yes.
Commissioner Marks.
Yes.
Commissioner Higgins.
Oh, yeah.
And Commissioner Newman.
Yes.
Congratulations, Aaron.
All right. Here's the virtual gavel, Greg. And the meeting is now yours.
Thank you, Stephen. I want to say thank you as well. You did an incredible job leading us through these last 2 years of virtual meetings, in-person meetings, difficult times. We didn't really have anything going on as a board, haven't really done much. And I'm extremely impressed with your professionalism, your ability to keep all of us herded into one pen. And I thank you for your service.
Well, again, I'll accept that compliment, but wonder if you were attending different meetings than I was.
Well, the beauty of being president is I don't have to play with the mute button anymore, right?
And I can mute myself.
And yeah. So I guess our the next session of the item on the agenda is public comment. This portion of the agenda allows the public to speak to the board on various issues not itemized on this agenda. You can also request matters appearing on the consent calendar to be removed and voted on separately and discussed separately. Each member or each speaker is limited to speak for a period of 3 minutes regarding each item not on the agenda at this time. During the meeting, you'll be allowed to speak for 3 minutes on each item on the agenda. So is anybody in the general public, do they have anything to offer regarding items not on the agenda? Please signify by saying, raising your hand or speaking up. Rob, do you see anybody? Nobody? No? No?
Sir.
Going, gone. All right, so we'll move on to consent calendar.
Greg, before we do that, you skipped report on closed session. So I just want to indicate that there was no reportable action taken in closed session.
Thank you, Ryan. Thanks for keeping me honest. I'll do better next time, promise.
And I'll make a motion that we move the consent calendar.
I'll second.
So I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? I'll call the vote. Larry, I guess you'll call the roll call vote.
Yes. Commissioner Marks?
Yes.
Commissioner Coleman?
Yes.
Commissioner Newman?
Yes.
Commissioner Higgins?
Yeah.
And President Dale?
Yes. All right. Larry, any communications report, your report?
I have my report, but before I give my report, I just wanted to make sure that we inform the board and the public that our intention is to pull item 11A, the consider approval of the amendment number one to the Tulawit Island Wetland Mitigation Agreement with Caltrans. Just so if somebody doesn't wait for that project, our intention is to pull that item and not consider that item tonight.
11A is being pulled from the agenda tonight.
That's correct.
To be heard in the next meeting, or do you have an idea when it will be?
We don't have a specific date at this point.
Okay.
And so I wanted to give a report on a few things that we are working on at the staff level. In the first place is that this week the Bureau of Offshore Energy Management announced that the public comment period for the draft environmental analysis of the Northern California wind area is open right now. And again, this is what we've been discussing for some time. 21 miles directly off of Humboldt Bay is the Humboldt Wind Energy call area, and that BOEM will be holding two virtual hearings specifically on the Humboldt call area on January 25th and January 26th. The public comment period is open until February 10th, and that people can locate the environmental assessment at the location that I have at the bottom of the screen here. And so I wanted to make sure that people were aware of that. It's an important project for our community. And so we encourage people to take a look at that environmental document and to give comments on that. Staff has been working with the Redwood Coast RCAA, the Redwood Community Action Agency. Yes, that's it, Redwood Community Action Agency. And so to consider applying for a Clean California grant opportunity. And it's something, and the reason why I'm bringing this up is because the grant application is due before the next board meeting. And as part of the grant application, there is no requirement that there's a resolution that be included within that. So there's currently $296 million that's available, and that you can apply for up to $5 million project. And so the Harbor District would be the lead agency, and we would be working with RCAA to be a sub-applicant. And so the proposals are going to be due in the first part of February, and they're looking at doing the award in around March, and then all the work would need to be completed by 2024. And so this is really a clean California, and the goal is to reduce the amount of waste and debris in the right-of-way and parks in the bay. And there's a variety of different projects that we've been looking at doing. Everybody knows this is a significant problem around Humboldt Bay is illegal trash, trucks, vandalism, all these kinds of things. And this is a major part of the conservation programs of the Harbor District is keeping Humboldt Bay clean. And so as part of this, the Harbor District would be the lead agency, and that RCAA would do the grant writing. And we would be looking for projects to address, you know, trash issues on the Samoa Peninsula. At this point, if we're looking at targeting the Samoa Peninsula, and RCAA is telling us because of the amount of poverty that's in the area, that the match requirement should be waived on the project. And so it shouldn't cost the Harbor District anything other than, you know, in-kind staff contributions that we would be looking at doing. And so really some of the improvements that we would be looking at doing is potentially picnic tables, interpretive signage, doing boulders or K-rails or other things to try to keep parking in designated parking areas and keeping the dune habitat and some of the other fragile habitat on the Samoa Peninsula, looking at doing murals on some other of the K-rails and walkways, doing regular cleanup events and these types of things, and really working on doing abandoned waterfront trash abatement and abandoned vehicle replacement. So this is really a major project. That's something that we've been looking and doing with other partners. And Chris and the maintenance staff have been doing this. And we think that we should be able to do beautification, cleanup efforts, really doing leveraging a number of different partners that we have. And so unless I'm hearing opposition from the board, my intention is to submit a grant application with RCAA as our partner. And then I'm going to turn it over to Chris to do a brief facilities report. And you can let me know in the board comments if you disagree with the submittal. So go ahead, Chris.
Okay, sure. So let's see here. This is a little photograph of what's been going on. We did our first ichthyoplankton sampling survey for longfin smelt that occurred on the 11th. The team has assembled of one Tenera scientist, Gary Cox, two members from the Wiat tribe staff, and two Harbor District members. So not the best photo. This is one that I got from land when they were out doing sampling. This is one of the locations, which is that red tank. Let's see here. So the sampling or the event goes as follows. There's two entrainment stations, and then there's sampling points that range from South Arcata Bay to the north end of the South Bay. One sampling event happens at each location, both in the AM and PM. And so each round of these samplings takes about 5 hours. What happens is we deploy a net that looks like a giant set of bongo drums, and then it's trolled alongside the boat. And then the take is brought onto the vessel for processing. So our next sampling event will happen in early February. We've had a couple kinks to work out, but for the most part, we had some success. Let's see, we had some high weather recently. January 3rd was one of the highest tides that we've had. We had a series of them over a number of days. That also happened to be the day that we had a major storm roll through. And so the water ultimately overtook a couple of our docks. This is Red Tank Dock. And you can see the water's all the way up there. Fortunately, good old Red Tank Dock, that's our little gem out there, didn't sustain any damage, but it was partially underwater. However, our RMT1 didn't fare so well. This was a 9.3-foot tide. And you know that from previous reports, we've been having to disassemble portions of RMT1. And this is on the far southern end of RMT1, but we lost a fairly large portion of the dock. Good news is it was close to shore, so we were able to just pull this stuff up without having to deploy into the water. We did run a reconnaissance the day after the storm. There was debris all over Humboldt Bay from various places. We pulled a number of actually three, I believe it was loose pilings and quite a few post and beams from structures around Humboldt Bay. And then we had a little incident here on the island. On January 5th, we came in the morning to a boat underwater. This is a boat that we've had to bail quite frequently, and we've had kind of an uncooperative boat owner. And so we had to call ZNZ Marine in to help us pull this boat back up and get it out of Humboldt Bay. So I think the next slide just shows them pulling it out of the water. We had to use a diver. He's down here in the thank you. I wrote over the top of him, but I'd have him dive down and make sure that we took everything out of the boat that could have caused a spill. We had no spill, fortunately. The fuel tank had been removed and taken with the owner. So Leroy and his team with Cody at the helm went ahead and pulled that out for us. And we did a cooperative effort on the bay to make sure that was removed. I think that's our report for today. Thank you.
Go ahead, Greg.
So, Rob, do you have anything to report? District Council, District Treasurer. Go ahead, Rob.
I don't have anything to report now.
Welcome to your first month of work at the Harbor District, too.
Thank you. Day number eight, I think.
Day number eight? All right. Well, we won't hold your feet to the fire tonight. That'll be next meeting.
I'll be ready.
Ryan, do you have anything to say?
Nothing from District Council tonight.
Imagine that. So, and Mark's, I don't see Mark on here unless, no, I don't see Mark on there. Commissioner and committee reports. So I'll start with Stephen, Commissioner Coleman.
I have nothing specific to report other than to wish everybody a happy new year. And as far as that grant application, I'm very much in favor of that and would like to see a summary of what we applied for at our next meeting, and hope that RCAA is reaching out to other stakeholders on the bay for, you know, whether they can be included or at least support the effort. But that's all I got.
Very good. Thank you. Commissioner Newman.
I don't have much to report. Crab season's kind of winding down. I'm looking forward to being able to get more involved with the fire boat. And not a lot going on other than winding up crab season for me. Happy New Year, everybody.
Glad you're back in our graces. Commissioner Marks.
Nothing to report.
Nada?
Nothing.
Patrick, take it away, buddy.
I'm tickled that we're studying the longfin smelt data. Yes, this is progress. I brought that fish up so many times, people probably think it's my favorite. I'm really happy about the Samoa project with RCAA. I think focus is powerful. I think the need is there. And to make measurable improvements with such a project is really important, because you kind of change the whole environment to be less inviting of dumping if you're successful in a project like this. So that's cool. And high flows all over the Eel. Seeing the beautiful waters has been just a joy in December. And there's salmon all over the watershed, so hopefully they'll have a good year. And the Eel River Recovery Project gave 1,000 calendars to elementary and high school students throughout the Eel River watershed to get them connected with the wild so that they can find themselves in the beauty of nature, and to encourage them to do natural resource careers, hoping that many of them will help us with forest health. Uncle Pat's getting a hip replacement, my second one, on January 31, 2022. I'll be low-keying it, but probably recouped enough to make the board meeting via Zoom. So you complain about, you know, Corona, but Zoom's convenient. So I'll be there for the meeting.
So what you're saying, if I want to wrestle, now's my chance before you get this hip replaced.
No, right. after I'm whole, Greg.
Oh, no, no,
don't
no.
Go ahead. No, I had a remarkably good experience in 2018 with my right hip, and now my left hip's cartilage is shot. So I'm kind of in training for it and looking forward to it, both for the betterment of my quality of life and kind of trying to be the better man, so I'll be a better patient. So thank you for your good wishes all.
So, and is that everybody? If I've gotten everybody, I think I have. Larry has been so gracious over the holiday and the since our last board meeting to arrange multiple meetings with a variety of people for us. We have discussed Shelter Cove and the Harbor District's involvement with the RID in Shelter Cove. I think things are moving along to aid in the development of a plan for Shelter Cove. I think we should see that coming soon. As far as it was rather disappointing to learn that we were not awarded any money from the federal grant at Christmas time. And I was very disappointed, but I think that we will, you know, move on and apply again and keep persevering. And I thank Larry for all his effort. I think we all worked very hard for that. I think the efforts from Jared Huffman, John Driscoll, and the California Energy Commission were amazing, and we will persevere, and we should have something come out of the next round of applications. You can't always win. Anybody that applies for grants knows that you learn from your mistakes or you learn from your past. So I think that's something to look forward to, not back on. And that's really all I have. Am I missing anything, Larry?
No, I think that's it.
All right, so we're going to move on to, we're going to remove item 11A, the approval of an amendment to amendment number one to the Tulawat Island Wetland Mitigation Project Agreement with Caltrans. And we're going to move to item B, informational update on easements through the Town of Samoa properties. Take it away, Larry.
Yeah, I just wanted to really, at the previous meetings, the board had authorized us to do some transfer of easements with the Town of Samoa and the Harbor District. And what this is really is all about is that between the former pulp mill, what we call Redwood Marine Terminal 2, and the Redwood Marine Terminal 1 dock, which is below the Samoa Cookhouse, there's easements that the Harbor District has. And as part of the Town of Samoa master plan that was approved by the County of Humboldt and the Coastal Commission, it just required some amendments to the easements. And so the specific deeds and the location of those easements are included in your packet so the public can review those. And it really is just an informational item for the board and the public.
Any comments or discussion from the commission?
Well, I do notice that Samoa Peninsula Fire Department Chief Dale Unia is present at the meeting, and I was wondering if he had any comments about the easements or anything that you would like to see.
No, it's just been a couple of years since I've joined one of your meetings, and so I thought it was about time to check back in and be a part.
Thanks for coming, Dale. And being as there's no other commissioners that wish to comment on this item, is there anybody else in the public that would like to comment on this item? It's only an informational item. We're not taking any action tonight. Seeing none, we'll move on to item 12, new business. We have a letter of support for Senate Bill SB 307 from Senator McGuire's office, prohibiting spending, well, it's a letter of support for the bill prohibiting spending state monies for any new bulk coal terminal projects within the county of Humboldt.
So move.
I have a motion.
Second.
And a second. Any discussion from the commission?
I have a couple things. One, as former president, I discussed this letter with our executive director, made a couple very small edits, and I would ask if it's okay with the current president, if it could be my last action as former president to sign this letter.
I would certainly consider that an honor on your part. Right. I think that you spent a great deal of time on this, and I support that.
But that's all I have on this item.
Any other comments from the commission?
So we're recommending that we amend the second paragraph of the letter that was emailed out and was included as a supplemental packet to what's currently on the screen. That's what the staff recommendation is, to just to modify this letter, keep Stephen's signature, and then transmit this. And then staff would continue to work with Senator McGuire, Humboldt County, the City of Eureka, and other partners to rail bank the former North Coast rail lines north of Willits.
Yeah, those changes are fine with me.
So I'm assuming the second will support those changes as well. Is it Stephen?
Yes.
any comments from the general public? Please signify by raising your hand or speaking up. Seeing none, we'll take it to a vote. Larry?
Commissioner Higgins?
Yes.
Commissioner Coleman?
Yes.
Commissioner Newman?
Yes.
Commissioner Marks?
Yes.
And President Coleman, or President Dale?
Yes. Thank you for that, Larry. Stephen, that's the letter read well, and I was proud to be a part of it. I see a hand up by Ms. Cald.
That's an
looks
applause.
Looks like an applause.
I'm just applauding your vote.
Save applause till the end. Sorry, Jennifer. So we'll move on to item 12B, status report on the Nordic Aqua Farms environmental impact report and regulatory agency permitting timelines for the proposed recirculating aquaculture facility at Redwood Terminal 2.
Yes, we wanted to give an update on this. Is that the county of, let me just rephrase this a little bit, is it might be a little bit confusing to the overall public, but what the project consists of is the upland portions of the property that are on land are in the County of Humboldt's jurisdiction. The ocean outfall discharge is not within the County of Humboldt's jurisdiction, but is within the California Coastal Commission and the Regional Water Board's jurisdiction. The bay water intake, which is the Harbor District, is the applicant. It's our project for the bay water intake system. Is not within the Coastal Commission's jurisdiction, or I'm sorry, is not within the County of Humboldt's jurisdiction, but is within the Coastal Commission's, the Water Board, and the Harbor District. And then there's a mitigation project that, again, is within the Bay and not within the county's jurisdiction, but is within all the other agencies. And so what happened was the County of Humboldt originally released a mitigated negative declaration. They received public comments, and then they decided that they were going that all the agencies got together and decided that we were going to do a consolidated environmental impact report for all of the permits. And so since that decision, all of the agencies and the County of Humboldt has been the lead, have been meeting regularly to review the draft environmental impact report and a whole host of technical studies. This accumulated with the release of the CEQA environmental impact report for all portions of the project. And that's currently out for public comment until February 18th. One important note to make is that this is not a hearing, and the County of Humboldt is in charge of the public review process, and all comments shall be directed, should be directed to the County of Humboldt as is laid out in the notice of availability for this. The Harbor District applied for a incidental take permit just for the sampling of longfin smelt that we reported on earlier. And there was a memorandum of agreement that authorized the take of longfin smelt for sampling purposes over the next 12 months under really strict procedures that were reviewed by the California Coastal Commission, California Department of Fish and Wildlife, and ultimately resulted in the execution of a memorandum of understanding. Ultimately, the project will require an incidental take permit, but that incidental take permit will be applied for after the county approves the environmental impact report and the other permits are approved for the project. We have to apply for an Army Corps of Engineers permit under Section 10 of the Rivers and Harbors and Navigation Act, and that is specific to the Harbor District's master bay water intake system. We will also apply for a regional water board 401 certification, and then we also need a harbor district permit. So we have applied for all of these permits, and we're about ready to submit our, we've received comments from all the agencies, and we're about to submit our response to those agencies. And so what we really wanted to outline to the community is that the County of Humboldt is the lead agency under the California Environmental Quality Act. All of the agencies have been meeting together in order to have a consolidated and non-segmented environmental review for the project. And then once the County of Humboldt, if they ultimately approve the environmental impact report for the project, then all of the agencies, including the Harbor District, will begin their individual processes to evaluate the permits for this project. And so this is really what I wanted to outline to the board. And I believe that Commissioner Higgins wanted to give a staff report if President Dale felt it was appropriate.
I'm willing to give Patrick a few minutes leeway to talk about this. Is he going to have control of the screen?
He will.
That scares me.
So, can you hear me? Can you see it?
Yes.
Okay, so this is the first slide, and it's a little odd because the landmass is black, but I have concerns over the changing ocean, and this is the ocean I want to see again. This is the one I talked about when we did the Marine Life Protection Act, and I was saying we have a harvestable surplus because the cold water is right along the shore here. So this is our normal upwelling condition that has persisted for millennia, and this is what I was accustomed to and that the salmon are accustomed to, and it would stimulate algae blooms, but this is part of what made us one of the 10 richest areas in the world oceans. And so as you can see, kind of the hot spots, those are productivity. And so that is natural productivity, and you see it overlaps with where the cold water was. So that's the way the ocean used to work. This is 2014 we're here, and this is a mass of warm water that set up in 2015 as the blob. So the cold water upwelling that we've traditionally experienced all of a sudden was overwhelmed. And it brought with it, this is a UC Santa Cruz graphic of where cyanobacteria blooms and other hazardous algae blooms occurred on the coast of California in 2015. And so you can see they were up by us and they actually extended into Oregon, completely non-normative. So then this is the setup for the blob in September 2014. Unfortunately, the image at right is showing that sea surface temperatures, including in our geographic region, remain elevated. And they were really high again in 2019. And so this sets up widespread increased risk of hazardous algae blooms. So what we've seen since 2015 is a persistence of domoic acid. And that's what you're seeing here. Since the blob, we have this diatom that creates domoic acid that has shut down our clam fisheries, shut down our mussel fisheries, almost non-existent before, now persistent and recurring. And this is 2020. So in near shore, we had good upwelling, but it wasn't connected to the Gulf of Alaska, to Arctic waters like it was historically. And so we have had a couple of decent years of upwelling, but the sea surface temperature anomalies remain offshore and we are not seeing normal ocean current systems working. And this is what I wanna see. I wanna see big fat krill that the salmon eat. And they ran into trouble in 2015. And they've had problems coming back because of the warming ocean. And so this is something that's affecting the Eel River runs, but the massive amounts of warm water in the North Pacific are without precedent. So 2015 looks really bad here, but this is still huge amounts of warm ocean. And so the cycles that have driven the ocean, 25 years of wet on land here, 25 years dry, 25 years of good coho with the wet, and then kind of poor ocean productivity. That's actually broken down. We can expect additional warming and very, very difficult to predict ocean condition going forward. So I have a letter to you and to Humboldt County about this because I'm concerned that 1,484 pounds of nutrients into the ecosystem daily offshore could have problems, could stimulate algae blooms. And then, so I'm recommending if they don't consider an alternative for land disposal, that they follow NIMSA's request to trace the fate of those nutrients. And if there's a hazardous algae bloom that's stimulated, to take appropriate action at that time. So I wish it was different, fellas. I don't really want to take a position that's kind of against something that's so popular conceptually and that can be an economic boon. But I am very, very concerned that these algae blooms are kind of happening without the help of additional nutrients. And so it kind of changes the game. And I felt obligated to make you guys in the public aware of that. So I filed those comments, you're in receipt of them. Thank you very much for the time. And I just thought that since the time frame for comments is short, that it would be, I felt behooved to expose this issue from my perspective. And thank the chair very much for this opportunity.
Thank you, Patrick. Anybody on the commission, this is an informational item, so there's no action to take. Anybody wish to speak on this item from the commission?
Thank you, gentlemen.
Seeing none, I like what you presented, Patrick, and I think there's some cause and effect, and there's some causal. I'm not sure that pseudonychia is caused by nutrients, but temperature certainly has an impact, or seems to have had an impact on it over the years. OSHA has not been the same since, well, honestly, going back to the turn of the century, but or even before that, we've had a weird ocean for a long time. And if you've lived in Humboldt County for a long time, you realize that summers are not what they used to be. I mean, we have beautiful summers today. And when I first came to Humboldt, and that was, you know, I wasn't even born when Patrick came to Humboldt. You didn't have nice summers. You had fog in the morning and wind in the afternoon, and it was miserable. And that's what drove all the productivity in the ocean. Today, we don't see that. And it's unfortunate, but it really has had an impact on the ocean. So, and I know more about this than I should. I sat on the Senku's board for a long time. And these guys are watching ocean conditions. We have a lot of very good oceanographic information being produced by some really, really smart people. If you want to watch the ocean, get on the Senku site. All you got to do is look up Senku, C-E-N-O-O-S, and they've got a ton of oceanographic data that you can play with and observe. So I highly recommend.
Let me point out that the NOAA California Coastal Current reports are unbelievable in terms of the wealth of information, the power of the graphics, and those are put out annually. So if people surf that California Current and NOAA, that's another place where some of the information is a little more distilled, Greg. But I agree.
Those are produced by IUs or by Senku's.
Oh, there we go. Thank you.
Yeah, they come out of Santa Cruz and Monterey Bay Aquarium. Good information. Pseudonychia has been around a long time. It's just not been sampled for a long time. They talk about Native Americans have struggled with it for many, many years, and it just was unknown what it exactly was. Anyways, thanks for the information. I'll take it. No comments from the commission. I'll take it to the public. Anybody wish to discuss this in the public? Jennifer, please unmute yourself.
Thank you. Hi, everyone. Jennifer Kalt, director of Humboldt Baykeeper. So I have to say that we're not done reviewing the draft EIR. It's a monster, and you know, takes time to go through these things. But a lot of people have concerns about, particularly about the ocean discharge, but also the energy use. You know, this as proposed would use about the equivalent of the power that's used now by the cities of Arcata and Eureka, all the residents in those cities. It's a pretty massive amount of power. It's very untested technology. As far as I can tell, this company doesn't have a track record. And you know, Humboldt Baykeeper is not opposed to the project, but it has recently begun to really dawn on me that it is too big. It's too big for what's being proposed and how many unknowns. There's so much uncertainty in terms of the technology, the impacts on the ocean, lots of other things I could go on, but you know, I think that it would be also really interesting to try to understand better, you know, the study on the larval and plankton impacts in the bay from the intakes is just getting underway. And so it's seems to be putting the cart before the horse to have those mitigations spelled out in the draft EIR. I kind of understand what Larry was just saying about how, well, they're doing the draft EIR first, and then the agencies are going to go through their permitting process. But the draft EIR includes mitigation measures for the intakes before the studies have been completed. So that's all fairly odd. Anyway, I don't really have any really formed thoughts, but I know this is just an informational item and I wasn't even planning on speaking, but I didn't realize that Commissioner Higgins was going to present these concerns, and the ocean discharge is really Baykeeper's major concern with this project. And we have asked Nordic repeatedly to do very serious baseline monitoring of the toxic algae and ongoing monitoring. And it doesn't seem to be included in the draft EIR, but I'm not 100% sure of that yet. So I know this won't be the last stop for this project either, but that's my two cents. Thanks.
Thanks, Jennifer. Anybody else from the public like to speak on this item? Please signify go ahead.
Hi, this is Allison Willey. I'm a board member of the Salmonid Restoration Federation, and I really did appreciate the discussion of temperature. And I wanted to point out, I have not gotten to the temperature part of this document, but I spent about 7 months reviewing all of their documents prior to the draft EIR. And I would like to point out that there is a pretty significant thermal impact from in the ocean outfall in the winter months. And so in the summer months, maybe a couple degrees Fahrenheit warming, but it's more than 10 in the winter. And so it'll make a warm area down current and in the vicinity of the outfall combined with the nitrogen loading. So there's more than one factor going into potential algal blooms. And that's all I wanted to add.
Thank you very much. Thanks for bringing that up. I think that is something that will be addressed, and I hope in the EIR or in that process. Any other comments from the general public? Seeing none, I thank everyone for their thoughts. Patrick, thanks for your presentation and getting this on the agenda. And Larry, remind us when the comments are due by February to the EIR.
Comments are due by February 18th to the County of Humboldt.
So please get your comments into the County of Humboldt by February 18th. And I think those are all legitimate comments. So now we're moving on to our last item, and it's a review of which is item 12C, review of subcommittees and change committee assignments as needed. I'm looking at them. There we go, I don't have to look at them. So let's just start at the top. The budget committee was Larry Doss and myself. Would anybody like to participate on the budget committee with myself? I would like to stay on that committee.
I would be willing to if you would like me to.
I would love to see you on that committee, Stephen. Any discussion? All right, so you and I are on the budget, and Larry, I'm assuming you're taking notes, but
I am.
Stephen and I are on the budget and labor committees. Higgins and Doss were on the dredging committee, and I think that's a committee that is pretty active. Was there anybody that would like to be on the dredging committee?
Aaron Newman.
I would like to be on that.
He does not like mud.
Commissioner Newman would like to be on that committee.
I would love to put Aaron Newman on the dredging committee. I'm assuming Patrick still would like to be on the Shelter Cove RID committee.
Yeah, but I want to fish more.
Well, I think I would say in the next quarter to the next two quarters, we will probably have a joint committee meeting in Shelter Cove, depending on how COVID goes. But as soon as we're able, we should probably schedule a joint committee with the RID, a joint committee meeting or commission meeting with the RID, and probably do that in Shelter Cove.
I like June.
I'm sure you do. The Samoa Peninsula Infrastructure Offshore Wind Subcommittee is myself and Mr. Marks. And I would certainly like to stay on that committee if possible. And I'm assuming Mr. Marks would as well. Okay?
Yes.
The 2x2 committee, Marks and Doss, which I think is a valuable committee. It's not been as active lately as it probably needs to be going forward. Is Marks and Doss, would someone step up and be on that committee with Commissioner Marks?
I would like to do that.
Yeah, I would say that Commissioner Newman would be the most, since he is in parts of that.
That's his district?
Yeah.
Okay. So I would assign Commissioner Marks and Commissioner Newman to the 2x2 committee. The ordinance committee is, I think we're done with that, Stephen, but I forget.
Yeah, I would agree with that assessment. If the topic comes up again, we can reform a new committee, but this one was specifically the ordinance committee, and I think.
Ordinance number 7. Okay.
So that should be considered done.
So, Larry, I think we can discontinue the ordinance number 7 billboard subcommittee. So Higgins and Coleman have a bunch of extra time now. The pilotage advisory subcommittee we just created last month, and Dale and Newman are on that. And I think that we haven't had a committee meeting, but we are due to start meeting regarding the pilot issue in Humboldt Bay. So I think we'll just leave that one as it is. And I think that's it, right?
That's correct. That is correct, but I want to make sure that we point out that these are, with the exception of the Humboldt Bay Development Association, all of these are ad hoc committees. In other words, they only meet when they're needed, and they're not regularly recurring committees, and therefore they're not subject to the Brown Act. The Harbor District doesn't have any standing committees, in other words, that meet like once a month on Saturday. And then the pilotage advisory subcommittee is the two members of the board. It really is a staff working group that we have that's working with staff to kind of look at this and come in. And so I had conversations with the district attorney, Mr. Plotz, and we just really wanted to clarify that all of these committees are ad hoc committees, with the exception of the Humboldt Bay Development Association.
And that includes Marks, Higgins, Zerlang, Slattery, and not Newman. Newman's off of that because he's a board member now?
That's correct. It's something that the Humboldt Bay Development Association needs to review and then to appoint a new member. But I don't believe that we can have, I'd have to review the bylaws, but this would
it's members. It's two commissioners. You can't have three.
Yeah, and so, correct. And so because Newman's on the board, then that would mean he's no longer the public representative, and we need to get a new public representative.
Okay. And I'm assuming that the Development Association will be working on that in this next board meeting.
That's correct.
Since we're on that subject, though, I would like to have this opportunity to see if Fire Chief Dale Unia would be interested on being on the Humboldt Bay Development Association. A lot of the things that we do there affect him, actually, or his organization.
Actually, I would like to. I just am now hearing about it. So but it sounds like a group that would benefit from the CSD being a part of.
So I think, Richard, do you think it's worth us?
So that's an action. That's an action that'll be taken by the HBDEA board. Okay. And Commissioner Marks has some sway in that realm. And I can't speak for the rest of the members of that group, but that's the process. And I think it's a natural. It's our venue of operation and it connects us to the community. So I think it'll be a friendly assimilation, but that'll be at the next HBDEA meeting.
Okay, I will stand down. Any other comments regarding list of our subcommittees? And Larry, do we need to rename this these committees?
No, you don't need to officially. This is kind of an informal list that we have. Staff will make sure that we make note of whether it's a working group, a ad hoc committee, or a standing committee. And just in the future, we'll just make sure that we specify those. It's more of an administrative item.
Okay. Well, and also, it's just like superfluous branches we lop so the others bear. That's Shakespeare. Shouldn't keep committees around that don't really have business. It's kind of clutter. So I'm glad that we pulled the plug on ordinance number 7, because I think that issue's perking. And good job tonight, Greg.
Thank you, Patrick. So I'm moving on to future agenda items. And the only one that I see is the Green Diamond Shared Services Agreement. Patrick's got his longfin smelt study going, so we don't have that one on our future agenda items, at least for a while.
I want to report on that periodically.
any other items that we should consider for our future agendas? I would take them from the board first, staff second, and then I would like to hear from the general public as well. Nothing from the board. Staff, Rob, you got anything you want on here?
I'm sure there'll be plenty in the future, but nothing comes to mind at the moment.
Okay, keep it in the back of your mind. Anybody from the general public like to add any ideas for our staff or for our meetings, agenda items for our meetings? Seeing none, I will take a motion for adjournment.
So move.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
May you all have a gracious new year and a wonderful evening.
Take care. Thank you.
Thanks. You too. Good night.
You too. Bye.
Have a good one. Thanks, Greg. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.